The next work on our program is by Felix Mendelssohn. If you're paying attention to the little dates that I put beside each piece, you'll notice we're going back in time. Mendelssohn was one of those figures of the sort of early Romantic era. He was coming right after the times of Beethoven and Schubert and those guys. And Mendelssohn, he had a pretty good life. He wasn't really the suffering artist that many of these guys were. And aside from that, he was enormously talented from a very young age. So he was virtuoso of the piano, he played other instruments, he played chess, and he wrote plays, and he did all this stuff. He started writing chamber music. You know, his symphonies and stuff were very successful, and he wanted to write chamber music, you know, for his friends and for his concert tours and stuff. And he started by writing a trio, and it was an earlier version of what you're going to hear today. And he took this out on the road, and the people that knew him and knew how phenomenally talented he was and how imaginative he was, they said, you know what, Felix, we think you can do better. And they all encouraged him to revise this piece and basically to make it more showy for all of the instruments. So when you hear all of the torrents of notes that come out of the piano, and when you hear the soaring heroic themes from the cello over here, and you hear all of the sort of virtuoso stuff from the violin, just know that he had to be sort of encouraged to let his imagination loose. It's this kind of music that went on to really define the Romantic era, you know, what we call this era in 19th century music, where all of this emotion is over the top and all of the virtuosity is over the top. This trio is in four movements. It's cast in the key of D minor, which is mostly very dark and tumultuous music. But you'll hear there are moments of lightness and there are moments of beauty that come up in the middle. We hope you enjoy this.
Thank you.
our final piece on the program tonight is rather special and rather unique, I think. Mozart, of course, is maybe best known for his operas. I mean, he's one of those people who wrote so much music, it's hard to choose, you know, what could be best. But his operas are certainly among his greatest works. And I think in his own mind, Mozart was, you know, an opera composer first, and then all the symphonies and all the string quartets and string quintets and piano trios and piano quartets and piano sonatas and all that other stuff. That was sort of, you know, after the operas. In any case, the concert aria that we're going to play for you now is an excerpt of some music from his opera Idomeneo. And he wrote this, in fact, for a singer whom he knew very well. Do you want to share any of the story with us?
Oh, sure, yeah. So how many of you ever heard of The Marriage of Figaro?
Yeah.
One of Mozart's famous operas. Well, the soprano who premiered the role of Susanna, which is a role near and dear to my heart, Mozart fell in love with her voice and wrote this concert aria specifically for her. The last name was Storace. And so when it was premiered, she came out of retirement to sing this piece as a final send-off and thank you to Mozart for all that he had done for her. So it was actually written for a specific singer from an opera. And,
and one of the most charming and unique things about it is that unlike a normal concert aria, he asked his opera star to share the stage with the pianist. And the pianist was himself. He wanted to be on stage with his Susanna.
Yes.
And so he wrote this operatic scene as a kind of a duet, a kind of a hybrid piece. And it's hard for me to think of any other piece of music that's quite like this. It's really delightful. We hope you like it. for coming tonight. We have a show tomorrow night in Weaverville and Saturday night in Eureka. So call your friends, tell your friends. Also, we'll be here next week. We'll be playing our concert next week on Wednesday night. Hopefully, it'll be much cooler. Thank you all.
Thank you.